I'd like to discuss this morning an Indian in Birchas HaTorah. We'll go through various dinim in Shulchan Aruch, but I'm not saying a halachic shir, but we'll go through various dinim in Shulchan Aruch. In terms of the structure, I'd like to ask five questions, as Hashem, and then hopefully say one teret and go back to answer the five questions. By way of introduction, Birchas HaTorah, there are two brachos which we have, which are in our Torah, which are in the right. All brachos that we normally say, Birchamitzvah, Birchanen, and they're all takonos derabbanan. There are two brachos which are min HaTorah, or at least according to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Gemara in Daf Kafal from Dalet in Brachos. The Gemara says that nine, the Birchas HaTorah, shehi min HaTorah, and it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Goyde Leilokeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he began Shiras Avinu, Rashi translates as follows, and he says to Klal Yisrael, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm about to make a bracha, Hovu Goyde Leilokeinu, and you answer Amen. So from here we see that before he was about to teach them Torah, he said, I'm going to make a bracha, and from here we see that Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. And of course, the other bracha that we have, which is Min HaTorah, is Birchas HaMoven, as it says, Vochalto, Nesavoto, Uveirachto. And the Gemara says, Birchas HaMoven, Lachreho, Min HaTorah, and Birchas HaMoven, and Birchas HaTorah, Lefoneho, Min HaTorah. We'll maybe mention later on why, in fact, that is, that Birchas HaMoven, you say after you've eaten, and Birchas HaTorah, you say not after you've learned, but before you've learned. But according to most Rishonim, and that's how we are Machmir and Halacha, it's Min HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah, and therefore if you have a suffix, whether you said Birchas HaTorah that morning or you haven't said Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is that you have to go and say it again. There are perhaps two or three brachas in Birchas HaTorah, perhaps you then have to repeat all three again. When we say it's Min HaTorah, that means that the concept is Min HaTorah. The Rosh Hashanah said that one has to say a bracha on Torah. The formulation of the bracha, for example, Hashem Yitzchonim, Tosef Vonu, Lassik, Yitzchonim, Harev, Masha, Bachavonu, the formulation is rabbinic in origin, but the idea is Min HaTorah. So, as I said, we're going to go through various halachas and ask five questions. So the first halacha is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Sinim, Mengban, which is Dine, Birchas HaTorah, in Seif Dalet. The Bechal Paskin, Tamaharer, B'divrei Torah, Eino Yitzorah Kavod. If somebody thinks in learning, he thinks about Divrei Torah, Eino Yitzorah Kavod, he doesn't have to make a brocha of Birchas HaTorah, right? So the person wakes up in the wee hours of the morning, we'll see later on, we Paskin, if he's been to sleep at night, he has to make a new brocha. But he's not bothered to get out of bed, and let's say, assuming the other one is Kiyoi, he wants to think in learning. I'm sure you've all had a problem. You wake up early in the morning, and nothing left to do, you want to think in learning. So, do you have to make a Birchas HaTorah? So, we say, no, I'm a Harav Divrei Torah, Eino Yitzorach Levorach. Thinking and learning does not require a Brach. The Makor of this is an Ogur, that Yosef brings down, who adds, because we Paskin, Hirur, Lav Kedibur Doma, because Machlekes is gathered by Kerry. If you can be clear of Krishna, if you can be Mahar of the Krishna, we pass him Hiru is not Kedibur Doma. So Hiru is not considered speech, and therefore Hiru does not require Birchas HaTorah. So the Gaon in Bir Hagro asks the question. He says, Kol Zeh Tzorach Yirun, I do not understand the entire halacha. The Kam Mevorach Al HaMitzvah, over here you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of learning of Talmud Torah. The Chileka mitzvah, the Hiru, does one then not fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with thinking? Balenema Bahodisa boy. Rosalema Belaid. What does Bahodisa boy Yoima Balaila mean? In your heart, Commission Nema, the Heg Yoin Libi. He goyoin is something one thinks in one's heart. So the very mitzvah of Talmud Torah is primarily something which a person is supposed to meditate in. So here clearly one is Makai mitzvah Talmud Torah with. How then can we task him that here, because it's Lavki Dikudoma, one doesn't have to make a bracha. So what if Lav Kedibur Doma? But Hiror is a key of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and for that reason alone, one should have to make a bracha. This question actually is also asked by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, and he suggests that Lo Motzinu Bracha Al Hiror. My Bittul Chometz Belei, he quotes a Beis Yosef that by Bittul Chometz, which is also a mitzvah before Pesach, to be mevachel b'lev, we make a bracha al bior on the sreifa, but on the bittul which we say, we have a hefker to avonah, we make no bracha. And the Beis Yosef explains, because on a mitzvah which one fulfills b'lev, there's no bracha. So he suggests that the reason why I'm here also, one wouldn't make a bracha. It's a little bit difficult to accept that, because if so, then even if hero would be kedibul doma, it's still a mitzvah which ultimately one is fulfilling the lev. And the Ogre seems to say the reason is because hero allows kedibul doma. In any event, the Gaon doesn't like this halacha, and he says, I don't understand. And he basically argues, and he says, hero does require a bracha. The Mechaba holds hero doesn't. But the Gaon says, I don't see why not. This is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah which you're fulfilling, the hero should require a bracha. Therefore, question number one is the Gaon's question on the Mechaba: why, in fact, does the Mechaba pass him a hero does not require a bracha? Question number two, in Sa'if Gimel, which is one Sa'if earlier, the Mechaba says, HaKleisei B'divrei Torah, Afal Pisha Ein Lekeirei Tzorek Avarach, if somebody writes Divrei Torah, the Mepharshim explain, and it's a Kehle, it doesn't mean he's simply saying, you know, Yom Aleph, the Seder, Ayet, the Yaakov, and Vrei Shabbat, but he's writing something with, you know, with intent of learning, not being matic, simply a posuk. Writing Torah requires a book. So the Mogen Avraham and the Taus both ask, they don't understand why. Question number one was, why does Mechal pass him that hero doesn't require a bracha? But if already he did pass him that hero doesn't require a bracha, when you write Divrei Torah, you're being, no, you're doing no more than in Mahara. You're thinking in learning, you're putting your thoughts in writing, but you're not speaking Divrei Torah. Ultimately, you're thinking about what you're writing. So it's hero. So it's hero, does not require a bracha. Why is Ksiva any better? Why does Ksiva require a bracha? The Mogen Avraham tells, in a way, both lie by Torah field. The Taus suggests that when a person writes, so he murmurs to himself, and therefore it's on the murmuring that you require a bracha. But it's difficult. The Mechaba says, "Af al pi she'ein lekoyrei tzorach levaris." You might say, "Ksiva is kedibul doma, hero was loud kedibul, ksiva is kedibul," but that's not entirely clear. Kivega has got a shaila in Shuvas in Siman Lamed, where he remains that ksiva is loud kedibul doma. So the question number two, therefore, is: if hero does not require a bracha, why then does Ksiva yet require a bracha? Question number three, I'll introduce with a little bit of background. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Aleph on the base says, Omar Reb Yudah Mashmur, Hishkim Nishma, if a person arrives early to learn, is actually called Krishna before he is recited Krishna Tzorach Levarach, you need to make Birchas HaTorah. But Misha Kora Krishna, if you did not make Birchas HaTorah and you went to Shul and you doesn't, and you said Kriya Shema with its Birchay's Kriya Shema. Thereafter, says the Gemara, Ein Tzorach Levarach, you need no longer make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. Why? Shekvar Nistav Be'ahav Rav. Because you've already become potter with the bracha of Ahav Rav that you said prior to Kriya Shema. Rashi explains that Ahav Rav contains references, the same Libeinu, the Ulmud, the Lamed, it contains references to the Divrei Torah, and therefore that can serve also as a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. And so to be equipped to Yerushalmi, so to say, Yerushalmi yesh, hod aminos fanitav dehav rabba, that which we say you have become potter with a hav rabba, v'hu shoshona al asar. That is only true if shona al asar, as you learned up in class, you learned immediately. Yerushalmi is telling us, when do we say a hav rabba serves in the bracha? If after reciting a hav rabba and concluding your davening, that's how the Joseph understands it, you then immediately learn. But if you simply davened and you said Avraham, and you said Krishna, and you said Shemaine Esra, and then you packed up your tefillin and you left, you didn't come to the Torah way. So then, a Avraham doesn't serve as a Birchas HaTorah. The Tosafot says, in Nishal, Rabbi Yitzchak was asked, in those days, what Tosafot's custom was, that even when one said Birchas HaTorah, the three Birchas HaTorah, the two Birchas HaTorah that we say every morning, one did not follow it with what we do, the Birchas Kainim, Eilu Dvarim. And therefore, the Nishal Rav Rabbi Yitzchak was asked, "Going on, she'ein onu loyin niyav la'achatul ha'shachar. We daven, we say Birchas HaTorah, we go on to daven, and then on the tzudim v'holchim, and we go and we leave v'loyin lemud. So amay ein onu v'holchim Birchas HaTorah ha'macheret sholem asili lemud. Why, in fact, does our Birchas HaTorah serve to patter the Torah that we learn later on in the day when we do not follow our Birchas HaTorah immediately with learning?" The Rosh Hashanah says, "Why don't we make a second bracha?" But the intention of the place, I think, is also to ask, how can we make the first bracha? If we're not following it with learning, it seems to be a redundant bracha and certainly shouldn't serve to pass the Torah that we're learning on later in the day because we do not follow it with learning. And the Yerushalmi says, "Rosh Hashanah al Asar," you have to immediately follow the Birchas HaTorah with learning. So, Tosafot has two truths. The first heret is Vaheshev Rita Lekamel on Koisa Yerushalmi. In fact, the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi because the Bavli doesn't have this qualification of Rosh Hashanah Al-Asar. So the Yerushalmi requires you to learn immediately. The Bavli disagrees. And then so it says, Va'oi, Asilu Lefiyah Yerushalmi, so it says there's a distinction. That's got Ahava Rabba. Yerushalmi was talking about the possibility of using Ahava Rabba as a Birch Hatera, right? So that's got Ahava Rabba. So they have an Ikya Brocha Le Birch Hatera. It isn't primarily a bracha for birchas atzeret. The ikar avar avar krishma is done. It's after all primarily a birchas krishma. So bishvil he, because of that, amen. If the ripper elam yomer v'yad, there you are only proper if you learn immediately. Av birchas shabachabom v'birchas la'atzeret v'divrei hashem. Ikar le birchas atzeret poteret kol yom. They pata even if you do not follow it immediately with learning. The Rosh gives an added slight explanation to this, and he says, Ahava Rabba is primarily a Birchas Krishma, so if you want to, it can serve a dual purpose, it can also serve as a Birchas Torah. But that depends, so if you append it to learning, so then you have made out of it a Birchas Torah. But if you go on your merry way and you don't learn it, then it remains no more than a Birchas Krishma. Whereas Birchas Torah is in and of itself, in essence, a Birchas Torah. So you say the Birchas Torah, come what may, and you do not need to follow that immediately with learning. And this concludes. So Fatim had the minhag to say Birchas Kehanim and Gam Eilu Dvorim, Aval Ein Tzorach, Kemoshe Kasavti Kvar. But in fact, one does not need to follow it. I see the Fatim was smiling here. In fact, one does not need to follow it with learning. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskin, these two shittas. The first shitta, Yesh Eimim Tziv Tes, Shem Hivstik Ben Birchas Kehanim Limud Eim Kach Klum, there's no problem. So the minig is like the Sotatim say to do so, but it seems that in the Ikaradin one needs to follow the Birch Satorah immediately with learning. And then for question number three is why? Why not? Every time you make a Birch Mitzvah, right, you can't go and make a bracha l'shema kol shofar and then walk out and hang around and come back 2 hours later and blow the shofar. The bracha, there cannot be any interruption between the bracha you make on the mitzvah and the mitzvah. So how is it that Me'ikar Adin, the Bavli holds, and certainly even Yerushalmi says so would agree, by bracha l'shema, one can make the bracha, go about one's business the entire day, come back in the evening to the daf yomi, and one doesn't have to have learnt immediately to the bracha l'shema. The Mogavom asks this. He says, it's not similar to all brachas, where one may not be mastic between the brach and the mitzvah. So he says, the mitzvah ladis yonon v'laylo. It's a mitzvah to learn day and night. Dinkin lo ilam lech hesachadas. And therefore, even when a person is out at work, but he's never mafiach das. This svara is actually a svara which is quoted in the middle of that Tosis and Afyudala from the Beit and Brachas. Tosfos quotes it from a different point. Tosfos says that even if the person did learn immediately, but why later on when he comes back in the evening to learn does he not need to make a second bracha? So that's what he says, because between the first learning and the second learning he was never Masiyach Das, and the entire day he was always intending to return to his learning. The Mogavon seems to use that svara also as an explanation for why you don't have to learn at all immediately after the bracha. And again, the Bir Agro comes along and he says he doesn't understand this. He says, "Ben Birchas Torah leLimud. How can it be Shiyochal LaHaftik? So does that ain't Moyel in ain't Masiyach Da'atoy? Can't help if you're not Masiyach Da'at. Come over Birchas Hamoitzi. V'chem Chol Avrocha Shal Mitzvot Ha'Amelik." So he says, "The Dafka Be'Emtza HaMitzvah Oyasuda. Once you've begun a suda, once you've begun a mitzvah, ain't Haftik Masid. Then you can go out. You can be Masid. Like you've begun a place, Benikas Chometz. You've begun with Tzevul One Keli. You can then talk. Maybe you can one shouldn't, but one can then talk once one's begun the mitzvah before one has completed the mitzvah. Masha Engen says the God, Bein Brocha Le Mitzvah, between the Brocha and the beginning of the mitzvah. Ki Mishayin Adayin Al Mal Lochul, if you don't do the mitzvah, so the Brocha will have nothing on which to be chal. Kamesh Kota Apotkim, how then can you be Masik? And then for question number three is on this Psach of the Machabah Siv Tef, which is Toysus and Brochas, then the Ikar Adin, one can make a Brocha and not learn immediately. At least by Birchas HaTorah. Why is that so? Why is the difference to all Birchas HaMitzvahs where one must do the mitzvah immediately after the bracha? Question number four. Rabbeinu Tam says, "V'ha'yomer Rabbeinu Tam." Again, this place is a brachah. That was one bit. "K'sha'odam omer mitosei b'alaylo." If a person awakes from his bed after having slept a shinas kva at night, l'umos, he awakes to learn before dawn. Ein tzarach l'baruch b'rich l'atorah. Not only hero, which we mentioned earlier, but even if he wants to learn properly, he does not need to make a brich Torah. That's shit Rabbeinu Tam. V'pnei shebrichas atorah shel esmo shachris poteres ad shachris acheres. The 24-hour bracha, you made it yesterday at shachris, it passes until tomorrow morning shachris. V'loy nehiru. And so this does not like this. This again is the Paskin. Oh, actually, here already we hold not like Rabbeinu Tam, which means we Paskin that if you slept the Shinas Kva at night, like the Valena hero places, you do need to make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam is invoked, it's used, Legaba Shinas Kva B'Yoyim. There the Machaber says that Shinas Kva B'Yoyim Haba Hefzik. V'yeshoyim in Zabar V'Hefzik V'Chein Lo'agu. And they self explained that our minhag not to make a second Birch HaTorah after a Shinas Kva having gotten into bed B'Yoyim is based on Rabbeinu Tam. We don't rely on Rabbeinu Tam Legaba Shinas Kva B'Laila. There is a Hefzik, but Legaba Shinas Kva B'Yoyim we do rely on Rabbeinu Tam. But in any event, Rabbeinu Tam himself held that even a Shinas Kva B'Laila is not a Hefzik. It's like Birch HaTashachah, you make it every morning, you say Erevah B'Sharon is to be made every single morning. Birch HaTashachah is to be made every single morning. And sleep, even a Shinas Kva, even B'Laila is not a Hefzik. And then for question number 4, which is on the line perhaps for question number 3, is on Shit Rabbeinu Tam, why is that so? Question number 3 was, why can you go and not learn immediately after the bracha? But question number 4 is, how can Rabbeinu Tam then go further to suggest that even asleep and even at night, that's not a hefzik? Even once you've begun maybe learning yesterday, but it's not a hefzik. Why shouldn't the hefzik? If a person begins a mitzvah, okay, so you put on tefillin, and then you go to sleep, and you wake up in the afternoon, you want to put on tefillin again, you have to make a bracha. Sleep is the kula al my hefzik by all mitzvahs. So why is Rabbeinu Tam say that sleep and a permanent sleep and a night sleep is not a hefzik? How are we to understand this shit of Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, question number 5, which will be the key to answer the first 4. Is from the Mechaber in Sifri Dalet. The Mechaber says, "Noshim mevorchos berachos haTorah." Women have to make berachos haTorah. So again, the Makor of this is the Ogel. They shall be brought down, and the Magen Avraham quotes the reasons the Ogel gives. The Ogel says, "The chayovis lomos dinya shalem," because women also have to learn. What do they have to learn? They have to learn the Shabbos, the Chalal, the Chesed. They have to learn the things which are pertinent to them. The Ogel chayovis lomos pasha kabonis, that they pasha kabonis. Ve'im kein ko habrocha alze. And for the third time, we have the Vilna Gaon coming along, the Birya Gaon, and this time he gets really excited and he says, "I don't understand. The Vayim Dechuyim, we come on, cross Sabbath," he says, "the Pasuk is shouting, V'limatem et Vareichem, the Lord Benay Seichem," the Torah says, "Women are Pasuk from the midst of Talmud Torah. Heich Toyma V'tzivonu V'nosanlonu," how can a woman say V'tzivonu V'nosanlonu et HaTorah? They are Pasuk from the midst of Talmud Torah. I want to explain the Gaon's Kasha over here. I have to a little bit now change gears a little bit faster, but the Beis HaLevi, it's well known, says in Parshas Mishpatim and in Tshuva Tchek, Aleph and Vav, he talks about Nasa V'Nishma. He explained that what's the significance of Higdimu Nasa V'Nishma and preceding Nasa V'Nishma. So he says, because if a person wants to do a mitzvah, by definition, he has to have learned beforehand how to do the mitzvah. Every Nasa entails that you would have learned beforehand. Nishma after the Naseh means that even when I know everything and I know Kol HaTorah Kula and I know exactly what to do, I will still learn for learning's sake. And that, he says, is the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's not learning in order to do, it's learning for learning's sake. And he says that aspect is something that only men have. That is the Limante Moisam, that is the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Women have the Mitzvah of learning Din Shelohen in order to know what to do. It's not a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. They have to fulfill certain Mitzvahs, they have to learn how to do those Mitzvahs. Men have the Mitzvah to learn of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's the intention of the Gaon's question. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is that which requires Birchas HaTorah, women are proper from. So how can they make a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? They don't have this mitzvah. So the Gaon says that the reason is El Ha'ikah, because we paskin that Noshim Avodah Tachol Mitzvah Shavan Grom. We paskin that even mitzvahs which a woman is proper from, mitzvah Shavan Grom, and nevertheless, like Lulav and Sukkah, You can make a bracha. So therefore, they make brachas up here because they will be learning, and even though they're not required to learn, but they will be learning at days or the same class like a bonus or whatever. Therefore, even though they're proper, it's no worse than mitzvah teshuvah and grama, which even though they're proper, they make a bracha. But this is certainly not the pshat in the mechaba. Cannot be the pshat in the mechaba, because the mechaba later in a few places paskins, as far as in paskins like that, that women cannot make a bracha on mitzvah teshuvah and grama. We Ashkenazim paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramo brings down that women can. But Machabah of one can't. When he says Moshe Mabrocha is Brichas HaTayr, he cannot mean, although they're proper in essence, they can nevertheless make the Brocha. And therefore question number 5 is, if so, why can women make a Brocha? Why are they required to make a Brocha in Brichas HaTayr if they are proper from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So to answer this question, you'll probably have worked out that all these 5 questions, one way or another, we'll go back to them later, are leading to a conclusion that Brichas HaTayr is not a Brichas HaMitzvah. It's not a Brichas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What then is it? So we can begin perhaps with the Rambam. The Rambam, by the way, argues. The Rambam held the Brichas HaTorah is not Min HaTorah. Although some of the Gemara and Daf Kafal says that it is. And the Rambam says that Rambam forgot to count one of the mitzvahs. He got a whole list. And one of them he says, Mitzvah Tetzvod is, he forgot to count the mitzvah of Brichas HaTorah. And he says, Nitzavinu shenitzavinu lahoydeh tishmai adoro, to thank Hashem, the great good that he's done with us, the sitay terosay elenu, shvach, sorry, shabah hoydienu hamasim horosim lefonav, shabem nimchal chayo elam abo. So the Lashon of the Rambam would already imply that this is not a Brichas HaMitzvah, rather it is what's commonly referred to as a Brichas HaShvach. We make a bracha to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for having given us this wonderful treasure, this Torah, which guides us and takes us to chayo elam abo. But the Achreinim already bring down, and this is the terminology that I will use, that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, this girl brings it down already from his father, and other Achreinim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said as follows. He said that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not because of the mitzvah of learning. Rather, he said, Torah boi brocha. Torah requires a brocha. What does that mean? Nothing to do with the mitzvah of learning. You study Torah, you have to make a bracha before you study Torah. Torah requires a bracha. To explain this, it can be compared, in fact, to the other bracha which we said is Minat Torah, Birchas HaMazon. We know that the Torah says when you eat, you have to thank Hashem. So the Torah said two types of brachas I'm giving you. When you eat a physical sustenance, you have to thank Hashem. When you learn Torah, which is spiritual sustenance, you have to thank Hashem. Interesting, the Chinuch and Mitzvot of Lamed explains why is it a Birchas HaMazon you say after you've eaten, a Birchas HaTorah you say before you've eaten. So he says, an interesting thought, he says, because you can only thank for something which you've enjoyed. So he says, Chelek HaBahami Lo Yitakir B'Torah Rak Achar HaHergesh, the physical body will not appreciate the good unless it's experienced it. So you have to first have eaten and then you can thank Hashem. But something which is intellectual or spiritual, he says, "Hasteichu yodea umakir koydim kavolas atehelas." The seichel already knows that you will gain benefits from something even before it's done. The koydim kavolas atehelas yovin oisol. Alkei chayvenu hokei lohei telefonos koydim kriyas atehelas. In any event, the analogy seems to be clear that this is a bracha thanking Hashem for the giving of the Torah, and I'll add. It's more than that. It's actually in the same way that we find Kolanele, Ba'ol Mazer B'lei Brocha Nikra Gazman. One cannot partake physically of this world unless one thanks Hashem. Similarly, one cannot partake of the Torah unless one thanks Hashem. It's the same. Our brachas are mitzvahs. You can do the mitzvah without the bracha. You will have been mustered the bracha. You blow shofar without the bracha. There's nothing wrong with your key and mitzvah. Brachas are Torah, you can't. You cannot learn Torah unless you make Brachas are Torah. It seems that it's a matir. Like you cannot enjoy Olam Hazeh without the bracha, you cannot enjoy Torah without the bracha. You have to make the bracha. And the Chinuch explains you make it before you partake of Torah. So it's a matter. In order to partake of the Torah, you have to say, Asher b'chavonu, you have to make a bracha on the Torah. The Minchas Chinuch in Sof Lamed also says this idea, that it's not the mitzvah which is requiring the bracha, it's the Torah itself that requires the bracha. He has difficulty with the mitzvah, Asher tishon and Torah, last break of the very Torah, which seems to imply that it's the bracha on the Asek. But in fact, slightly ameliorate this problem, the nusach of the Rif and the Sfardim and the Chalak Kostim Azoyz, is that one says, Al Divrei Torah, not last week with Divrei Torah. So it can be understood that these brachas are brachas on the Torah, not on the mitzvah of studying Torah. But So therefore says Reb Chaim, no problem, he says, why is the Machal Paskin Moshe Mevorach Yisrach 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 Avada, they're not mitzvah in the midst of Talmud Torah. Who's looking for a mitzvah over here? When they learn, is it, as he calls it, a ches to shal Torah, is their Torah Torah? Yes, their Torah is Torah. So if they are learning, their Torah also requires a bracha. Therefore he says, Moshe Mevorach Yisrach Yisrach Yisrach. The Gaon, and we'll see the Gaon, and the Shittotei throughout of here, disagree. The Gaon says the bracha of Yisrach 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 is on the mitzvah of learning. So the Gaon says, therefore women have no mitzvah to learn. How can they make a bracha? But the Mechaber will understand, and they'll show you who he's quoting from and understand that it's a mitzvah, it's a bracha on Torah, on the partaking of Torah, on the having given, been given the Torah. And therefore women, their Torah is also chastish of Torah, therefore their Torah also requires a bracha. So that's question number 5 for today. So let's go back now, very briefly, to the previous questions. So we asked, how could Rabbeinu Tam say that sleep is not a hefsek, and why indeed does one make a din not even have to learn immediately after the bracha, and one can make a bracha and learn only later on? And perhaps the answer to both these questions is this very idea. Because if the bracha would be a bracha on the mitzvah, then in fact you have to do the mitzvah immediately after the bracha, and you cannot interrupt when you've begun the mitzvah with sleep. That would also serve as an interruption. But if the bracha is on Torah, make a bracha on Torah that you will be learning. Perhaps to make a bracha on Torah you'll be learning, you can make a bracha in the morning on Torah you'll be learning in the evening. I make a bracha on the Torah I will be learning later on today. So that's the fact that hell, no, even so, you should make a bracha and immediately follow it with learning. But we hold, make a bracha, you make a bracha on the Torah you'll be learning. When? Later on. Rabbi Natan held, and even if you sleep, if the bracha was instituted to be made, like Birchas HaShachar, which also every morning you make a bracha on the Torah, you'll be learning in that 24-hour period. So even if you sleep, it's not necessarily an interruption. There too, we disagree, and we say, no, that's already a new phase in learning, and therefore, that does require a new bracha after you've been asleep at night. But that concept that there should be no test between the bracha and your learning can be understood better. We accept that it's a bracha on Torah, not on the mitzvah of Torah, and therefore we don't go with the normal parameters of hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Time is running short, but I'm going to follow a little bit in the footsteps of the dying last week, just in order just to get this a little bit clearer. There is a big raya to the vault of Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, Omar Rizal Mashmul, sorry, Omar Avuna, and Machalik is full Amirot. Rav Huna says, "Lemikra pachumish tzarach lebarim, but lemedrash ain't tzarach lebarim." Rav Huna says, "No, lemikra ulemedrash tzarach lebarim, lemishna ain't tzarach lebarim." Rav Huna says, "Af lemishna tzarach lebarim, legemara ain't tzarach lebarim." For Rabba Amar, "Af letalmud tzarach lebarim, that's how we pass it." Very difficult thing. If the bracha would be on a bracha of Talmud Torah, on the midst of learning, Hayala ladaf on Talmud Torah, the midst of learning, when you learn Gemara, when you learn Mishnah, that's the very essence of learning. To learn Gemara, to learn Torah Shabbat, that's the very essence of learning. How can it be an Amara who says you only have to make a bracha on Mikro? And it's interesting to look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, why in fact do these other Amara disagree and they say even Mikro, even Mishnah, even Medrash, even Talmud? So he says, because Mishnah gam kei mefarash apsukim. And then he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu Talmud gam kei mefarash ikrei apsukim. And the Medrash is also mefarash psukim, talchayim. What is this thing? Psukim? What's psukim got to do with anything over here? Talmud Torah is something which any svara is Talmud Torah. The answer is because the bracha is not on the mitzvah of learning. The bracha is on Torah. And one has to decide, what is Torah? The essence of Torah, the ikka Torah, which is the word used by the Acharim, the ikka of Torah. So, Rabbi Ron seems to say the ikka of Torah is at the end of the day, Torah Shabbat. But we hold that the Mishnah is also explaining the psukim, and the Talmud is also explaining the psukim. They're all, after all, explanations of the Torah Shebichtav. So they all go into Ikka Torah. But I can only understand if one understands that one is looking for something called Ikka Torah, which brings me now to the first two questions. We ask, the Gaon asked on Hamahari B'divrei Torah, Ein Sof Levorot, and he asked, I don't understand, V'adhitavo Yom V'layla, surely you're fulfilling your obligation of learning with Hero. True. Of course you're fulfilling your obligation of learning with Hero, but we're not looking now here for something which fulfills the obligation of Talmud. We're looking now for Ikka Torah. And therefore, Iker Torah has different criteria, different parameters. Women's Torah, there's no obligation for them to learn, but their Torah, as Rav Chaim says, is chetzer, it is Torah. Conversely, Hiur, you fulfill a Talmud Torah with it, but is Hiur Torah? So it's possible to suggest that Iker Torah is Torah which is said. Torah which is said, which is expressed, which is said, that is Iker Torah, like we find in the Gemara, it's only Mikra perhaps. So the Iker Torah is Torah which is said. Some Achronim shall too to Shem Hashem Ekro, called the Rashi explanation Ekro is referring to the Bracha, not to the actual learning, but in any Torah has to be said. Here you haven't uttered Divrei Torah. To the extent it's not uttered, it's not Iker Torah. If it's not Iker Torah, then it's not the Torah at the time of but totally, the idea is, it's a totally different ballgame. We're not looking for the mitzvah of learning, we're looking for what is Iker Torah. Women's Torah is Torah. And I had a time, I was going to it, it's possible that even a child's Torah is Torah. Normally children are not mechuyev in mitzvahs, and they're not mechuyev in berachah mitzvahs. But a child's Torah is also learning. His learning might also require bracha min ha-Torah, because his Torah is Torah. Conversely, here, thinking and learning, a team of mitzvahs come Torah, but it's not Iker Torah, that does not require a bracha. If here would be kedibur doma, then we don't see it, but it would be uttered, halakhically speaking. You think about the words, they are uttered, and therefore, to the extent they would be uttered, they would require a bracha. But here alone doesn't. Why does Siva yet require a bracha? So when Rav Avraham Rakal said, I don't understand, you're only thinking about what you're writing. Here the answer can be yes. By the end of the day, you're putting pen to paper, you're committing your thoughts to writing, so the Torah is now here. So once again, we're looking over here for something altogether different. We're looking for Iker Torah. Torah which is in your mind alone. Is not Iker Torah. Torah which is expressed and put in paper, that's already the Torah which requires a bracha. For that, you have to be Meshabeh Rabbein Shalom, for the Torah that's Bifoneinu. And therefore, Ksiva does require Divrei Torah. I just want to very, very briefly say a short, very, very short, but I got off for 2 minutes. The Gemara says that Kan Nistar Be'ahav Rabo, if one didn't say Berachas HaTorah, one is Nistar with Ahav Rabo. In fact, there is a Machlokes, Tanoim, on the words. One Tana says you say Ahava Rabba. One Tana says you say Ahava Solom. It could be that there's a difference between Mufkashka and Fran. Tosfos says Hilkoch. Tokinu Lona B'Shachar is Ahava Rabba, Uba'arvis Ahava Solom. So in the morning we say Ahava Rabba, and in the evening we say Ahava Solom. What's the significance of the choice that in some of Shora, evening Azoi and morning Azoi? The Gemara says later in that Yud Beis, that Kol Shalom Omer Emes V'Yatziv Shachris V'Emes Emuna Arvis V'Yatziv Echavotah. You don't say Emes V'Yatziv in the morning and Emes Emuna in the evening. V'Yatziv Echavotah Shenema L'Hagid V'Avayka Chastecho V'Munoscho V'Leilos. And Rashi explains that that means that in the morning Emes V'Yatziv Rebocha refers primarily to Chasodim that have taken place. We refer to Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore those things are V'Yatziv, they're here, they're factual. The evening Emes Emunah refers more to things that we hope for the future. The daily Avonochim says is in the present. Nashim Kalaritzim, the things which we hope will occur, and for that one requires Emunah. That's Emes Emunah. In the morning you discuss things that are clear chasodim that have occurred, Emunotcha Ba'ilus, in the evening things of chasodim, things of Emunah. But perhaps one could also say allegorically the following idea. The evening, nighttime refers to Chashkos Hagdolos, refers to times that are difficult, refers to times that are dark. The morning refers to a period when things are bright, when things are clear, when things are transparent, things are going well. And in the mornings of one's life, when things are going well, one says, Emes V'Yatziv, you see clearly the hands of Rabbeinu Shloim, it's true, V'Yatziv, V'Kayom, V'Yoshan, I see clearly. In the evening of one's life, when things are going less well, one doesn't see so clearly the beneficence of Hashem, one has to have faith. So one says, Emes V'Emunah, V'Hagid Emunah, V'Avay Chazav Emunah, V'Alevet. At night time, I need to have more faith. What's the difference between Ahava Rabba and Ahava Solom? Ahava Rabba is a qualitative description that Hashem's love is great. Ahava Solom is a quantitative description. It's eternal. We don't describe how great it is, but how lasting and enduring it is. So therefore, Tekinu Loma says places in the evening when things are going tough, you can't say Ahava Rabba Aftonu. Things are going tough, I don't see it so clearly. So I say, but I have faith nevertheless, Ahava Olam, that your love for us is eternal and enduring, even at times when it's perhaps less apparent. In the morning, when things are going well, when one sees clearly the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom, then one says, "Ahavo, Ravo, I see the great love." At times, when things are going well, then one is able to say clearly, "Ahavo, Ravo." It's perhaps appropriate this week we're beginning Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov begins his journey now to Ovetzim and Levonim into Golos. He begins now to meet Lavan, and later next week, etc., he meets Esau, and this is Simon Levonim, this foreign say of our journey and sojourn in Golos. And the Rebbeinu Shalom tells him at the beginning of the Parsha that you should know, don't fear, Ki lo ya'ezovcho, I will not forsake you. Throughout the period of our Golos, we are aware, it might not be so blatantly clear the Ahava Rabba, but we are aware of Ahava So'ilam, that the Rebbeinu Shalom now for us is eternal and accompanies us throughout the Golos. Maybe we'll be Zoicha that from this Ahava So'ilam we should soon see very clearly the Ahava Rabba. Tabiat Moshiach, Amen.